Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's Deborah Leanne, and time for some Wednesday wisdom. And I am loving technology, which is, of course, a masculine energy. And we're just having a good old time dancing back and forth here. And I apologize if you tuned in right at the top of the hour, because working for me to do that. So today's topic around taking inspired action is the last in the series during the month of June around the embracing the masculine. And I find this taking action thing to be a pro and con with women, especially women leaders, women business owners, women entrepreneurs. We want to take action, but sometimes we get overwhelmingly busy in terms of creating lots and lots of activities and to-dos and scheduling that keeps us from opening to possibilities, to inspiration, and to what our business is asking of us, because we're not listening. So before we dive into this topic a little bit more, I'd love to get us started and getting present. And if you have the opportunity and can turn away from your phone, your screens of any kind, and actually place your feet flat on the floor and really just take some deep breaths, closing your eyes, allowing yourself to focus just on this moment. Breathing in through your nose, holding it for a second all the way down in your belly, and then releasing through your mouth. We'll do a couple more in through the nose. And your last one, make it a beautiful sigh. One, two, three. Yes, that beautiful resonance of your air leaving the back of your throat that allows your vagus nerve to vibrate and activate that energy center within your body. It also cues your system to safety. And this is an important thing because we run around so often with our adrenaline pumping, activating our fight or flight chemicals in our body. And when we do that low, long release or sigh down and feel it truly down the back of your throat, it allows your whole system to realize, oh, we're not breathing fast. We don't have to actively fight or run at this time. This is a moment that we can actually just calm down and be here. So right up until the moment I was getting ready to dial in, there was a big, huge moving van across the street, and I was bummed because he left his engine running, and it was so loud and noisy that I closed my front door and turned away from all that beautiful breeze that's coming through. And in the process of doing that, it has been, I just want to say that for having this hot, hot, hot weather that we've had recently, this is such a pleasant surprise. And maybe that's why we have the hot and then this beautiful breather day where it's just now reaching 80 degrees and there's no humidity or low humidity. And it just allows us to remember that, see, it's not always 100 degrees and 90% humidity. We actually can enjoy where we are. So being appreciative and grateful for this moment and staying inward, actually pulling the energy around outside of you, away from all of that that's wanting to distract you, pull yourself back in and feel your energy actually finding the back of your spine and your bottom. feeling your bottom in the chair, dropping your shoulders down your back. And we're going to, from this inward space, talk about taking inspired action. And what I mean by that is very often we have a list. You know, everybody talks about how you plan for your business, right? And you plan to take these things and you plan ahead and you have an editorial calendar so you know what social media memes to create for this month and all of this planning that we do. And it's true. We need to have time set aside on our calendar to make the outbound sales conversation calls. We need to put certain things on the calendar to make sure that we make it to so many networking events and continue our reach and introduction of who we are to the world. Yet, do we plan to have downtime? Do we ever take a chunk of time every day on the calendar to just stare out the window and daydream? And very often when I find myself in my head spinning around trying to come up with an answer or some clarity on which way to go to make a decision on something or whether or not to invest in something, I tend to do the mental exercises of pros and cons and what would be right, and I continue taking action when really my whole rest of my system is asking me to slow down and be still and allow the answer to come. I don't know if you do this, but I think most people I know do, and that is that we force, we strive, we work our way towards getting the reaching deadlines or making things happen, or in my case, it's getting a new workshop and webinar put on the calendar this month. All of these things that I want to get done, and I go through the whole planning process and the writing it out and the practicing on the video, and it's very activity-oriented. And what I rarely do, and it's funny, I have normally do that for my podcast but not for the other activities, is I do not take the time to sit still and ask what wants to come forth today. And actually, that's what I do with my podcasts. I actually sit down, I get ready to look at my Wednesday and when I'm going to schedule it for the day, because you may have noticed it's not always at the same time. And since I don't really have a live audience that calls in and talks to me, I don't know if that's much of a disservice to you or not, but I try to fit it in when it fits for me in my day every week. It's always on Wednesday, but different times. I go in, I'm looking at my calendar, I put the time on for the day, and I start writing. I have a general theme. Embracing the masculine was the June theme. And then what I do is, what wants to come forth? And I just listen. And this is not easy for me because I have a lot of shoulds going on. You may understand this. These shoulds, and the shoulds of I should do this, I should have this planned ahead, I should be able to announce it in my newsletter, I should. I should have this together, I should know exactly what I'm saying, I should make sure that I'm appealing to both corporate and entrepreneurial women. I should. Constantly, there's this running dialogue that I'm learning to turn down so I can listen to the other that wants to come through. And you know what's funny? Is it's getting quieter. I now recognize when I hear those, you should do this, you should do that. And you know what's funny is the voice, the tone of the voice is different than if it's my soul that wants to whisper to me. First of all, my soul whispers are much quieter, and it's harder to hear them with all of the noise of the other stuff going on. But the other piece is, it's a softer and kinder voice. It's not that hypercritical, the one that sounds like my mother or my grandmother, who both raised me, being critical and not mean, but stern, you know? It's not that kind of a voice. It's sweet, it's loving, and it's, let's try this, you know? What I'm learning is sometimes it's really hard to hear this voice because the other voice is so much stronger and louder. And so who do we pay attention to? Right, the louder voice. And very often to drown that out, we'll continue taking activity or taking action. And sometimes just if I keep doing things, if I keep filling up my calendar, if I keep making sure that I'm doing so much that it looks like I'm really working hard on my business, then I'm a good girl. You know, look at all this good stuff I'm doing every day. I did 52 things today. And we applaud ourselves for being so busy. Isn't it like a badge of honor these days to say, oh, I'm so busy. I don't possibly have time to do that. I can't possibly find time to you know, play or enjoy or you know, meet you for coffee. I'm so busy. And I'm wondering, where did we feel like that was the, a badge of honor or some kind of a merit badge that we got for in Girl Scouts for being busy? Where did that, what was the, where did we learn that that was the way to interact with our business, with our career, with our calendar, and with the whole concept of time? And years ago, I actually took that whole concept of time when I was really looking at my to-do list and how it was always overwhelmingly long, several pages long, or looking at my calendar for the week and or the day and how it was so full. And what I've learned is Kronos, the god, you know, that was attributed to this whole management of time concept. What if I actually looked at Kronos as he and I having a relationship? And it is a masculine energy, time, right? Activity, outward stuff is very much our masculine energy. And we are so programmed to fill our time, even to the point where we can't be quiet. So many people I know constantly have a radio on, they're listening to music, they can't even go out for a walk without listening to something. It's a good time to listen to podcasts, but I prefer listening to the birds. Sometimes I don't even like to drive listening to anything. I just really like to just be in the moment because some amazing things come through when you're driving, just like when you're in the shower. And I am wondering if we're not allowing enough space for new possibilities to come through. If we totally book ourselves, if we only hang out with this busy thing on our calendar, do we even have space on there to just sit and be and listen to what our business wants to do, listen to what our next career move might be, listen to what words want to come through? What sometimes I even ask, who wants to hear about my programs today? Who would be the perfect person for me to connect with today? And I have to tell you, it's interesting because when I make calls on those days, almost every single person thanks me profusely for checking in on them. Yesterday morning I was at a networking thing and I was welcoming the people. I was a table facilitator and this woman came up and she said she was at table 8, which was my table, and I said, oh, welcome. You know, I'm Deborah, I'm the table facilitator here, and I'll be helping to lead our little mini mastermind and all of that. And interestingly, she said, I don't even know what I said, but when we talked about what we do and who we were, she says, oh, thank you. Your energy is just what I needed this morning. I have no idea. And I said to her at the end of the event, as I was saying goodbye to everybody, I went up to her and I said, I just want to thank you. Because this morning, when I was tuning in my beginning of the day, intention setting or planning or meditation time, I asked that I show up in a way that is the most me I could be, and that my light be of service to whoever might need it. And I said, and I feel like this was perfect, that we got a chance to meet and exchange this time and energy together, and it was beneficial to us both. So thank you for that. Tiny thing, took a few minutes on either of our ends, but by having that exchange, it allowed me to feel that by opening and asking for however I need to show up and whoever I need to meet today, allowing that to be open, it wasn't scripted, and it just allowed it to happen in a way that was flowing and natural. And this is what I mean about taking inspired action. Sometimes we just need to open a door and say, I am willing to meet whatever comes through this door. Whoever I need to show up and be with today, I am ready to do that. Sometimes it's not always pretty, but I'm trusting that it's exactly what needs to happen on this day and in this time and in this moment. And it may not even make sense. Sometimes we get these weird I wish I was totally comfortable with sharing with you on a truly intimate scale, but I'm not going to do that right now. Before this call, I had about 28 minutes, and I thought I could get on the computer, I could start this project, I could check email, I could get on Facebook, I could waste the time a bazillion trillion ways. And what I did is I went on my phone and I set my alarm for 23 minutes and thought, I'm just going to just use this time to do whatever comes forth. And I did. I lit a candle, I got some water, I sat still, I laid back and closed my eyes for about a minute. And it was truly a feeling of grace to feel that I don't have to be doing something in every moment and that that doesn't make me a bad person. Because I think so often we have this, I used to get this feeling a lot from my, when I was married. My husband would come home in the middle of the day maybe or early from work, and if he caught me on the couch journaling or meditating or just sitting with a cup of tea and looking out at the garden or whatever, he would be like, so what are you doing all day? What do you do all day? I don't understand. And for him, he hadn't seen the 12,000 things that had been done that morning. You know, the getting the kids up and dressed and fed and off to school and all of the laundry and the other pieces that had happened to get things ready to be in this place of having a cup of tea. And I would feel guilty. You know, I would always feel like I have to stand up and start like pretending like I'm cleaning something, because when he walked in and if I was just sitting there, I would get this judgmental comment from him, and it always made me feel bad. And now I'm learning that I don't know where I got that. It may or may not have been his thought that went through his mind, but it was mine, my own inner self-judgment, that I wasn't working hard enough. I wasn't staying busy enough. I need to do more. I need to be more. I'm not good enough the way I am right now if I stop. So let's just let all that go. It's no longer true. And by healing that piece within me, by recognizing it and becoming more aware of that old pattern that I was taught, that was passed on to me from my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, I can release it in a way that allows other women to relax as well, men and women. But most importantly, it's for us, because we so need to go internal. And we're not going to spend 24 hours a day in this space. We may, on occasion, if we're on a retreat or something, here and there. But most days, we're on 20 or 25 hours of every day, right? And what would it be like to just give ourselves a permission slip to stop, to take a walk around the block, to go out and sit in the garden with a glass of water or a cup of tea and notice what's blooming today? That's hard for me because I go out and I immediately see the weeds and start, you know, getting on my hands and knees and pulling weeds. It's very hard to sit still and enjoy what's there. Where do you do that? I'm curious. And I would love it if you could be curious. Where do you stop? Because you don't want to just be in the moment, so you fill that moment with conversation, with music, with the television, with your telephone. I mean, how often are we now? It's very hard for us to sit still. If we're waiting for somebody at a restaurant or whatever, we pull out our phone. We rarely just sit and look around and observe and breathe and be mindful of what's going on. Because we have and I'm just as bad as everybody, but we use this, our phones, as distractions to keep us from the moment, to keep us from hearing what wants to be heard from our bodies, from our souls, our hearts whispering to us about yearnings and desires. And because we're so disconnected from those, we got every app on our phone running. God, how many more do we need to connect with people? I'm so sick of all of the different ones coming out. And we're using all of these new ways of communicating and staying in touch with people. And you know what? They're pulling us away from staying in touch and communicating with ourselves. So, actually, taking time every day where your phone is turned off or muted and you sit, and for me it's to just look at that beautiful oak tree out front. It's to take a glass of water, sometimes a book, sometimes it's a blank journal, and just go and sit on my front porch and appreciate what's right in the world without having to get up and go change anything, without thinking, oh, I need to go water those shrubs. Or, yeah, check out those flowers down there. They really could, you're starting to wilt. Or any of that. Asking what wants to come through and allowing it to come through. I'm curious. Connect with me. Let me know if you would like to go deeper on some of these exercises. And until our next time together, be mindful. Go inward. Ask what wants to come through and listen. Then take the inspired action that comes up. However weird it might be, take good care. Bye-bye.